station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, September 14th.
Yeah.
And we're here, we're up, we're awake, just sort to entertain you.
I'm like sort of awake.
I know, I went to sleep at 12:30, which for me is early. That's very early for me. So I got some sleep, I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go.
Well, good, I'm glad.
Yeah. How's it with your iPad? You like your new iPad?
I do like the new iPad. It's pretty awesome.
Is it better than a laptop?
Oh, yeah, because I don't need to worry about it. My laptop breaking, opening and closing, and I have so many issues with it. I just don't want to, risk it.
This is a lot faster. It's easy to carry with you.
Yeah, I love my laptop more than anything, but I just get scared. So, when you're going like short trips and stuff, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't do everything with it, but you can do enough. Right?
I can do almost anything. I just can't, I can't put a DVD in here or anything. And sometimes I need to be able to do that. But I guess technically I could just load it on my computer and then log it in here.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, there's a lot of places where you can download movies, So.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for like my online classes to be able to watch and listen and all that jazz. But yeah.
Cool.
I guess I could, right? Because there's iTunes on here.
Yeah.
So technically, I could put it on iTunes and then stick it in here.
How are you going to put it on iTunes, though?
Well, it's already an MP4, so I can just transfer it.
Okay.
Anyway, food for thought. Like, anyone cares.
Yeah. No, but you can actually... there's, like, cloud storage. Apple has it, too. But you can upload movies to a website.
Oh, yeah.
And then download it from there. But your best bet is like to, if you have Netflix or something, you can just download it there and watch it.
That's not a bad
idea. But you're asking about a specific DVD, right? I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm saying like I'm taking online classes and I have DVDs that go with it. So.
Yeah. Well, if you take classes, you might as well use your laptop, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
The new laptops don't have, the new Mac laptops don't have DVD drives at all.
Why?
Because they figure nobody's using those anymore.
Well, you need to put a disc in. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they figure that most people are not going to put discs in anymore. They made their computers thinner, and they can't fit a an optical drive in there. So, but most people really don't.
I wouldn't buy it then.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you don't have a choice.
Every single one is like that?
Yeah, the new ones, yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, I know the MacBook Airs. I don't know. I think the...
That's the Air, but it's MacBook Pro.
Yeah, but no, I think the new MacBooks also.
Because the MacBook Pros technically they're used for people with editing.
Right.
So, like, you need to be able to, put DVDs in to edit and make and then record DVDs. Because it's about editing for... Originally, the Macs were made for the entertainment industry.
They were used by creative people because
Illustrator and Photoshop and Final Cut and everything. So, for example, like people are making reels all the time.
Right.
So you do it on your Mac computer, and then like normal people bring in their DVDs because everything's on DVD still when it comes to reels.
I don't know about that. I mean, look, your reel is up online, right? I mean, many people have it online.
Yeah, I guess it's a mix.
I just don't see many people using discs anymore. We still get Blu-ray from Netflix and stuff, but that's about to be gone too, everything is streaming and stuff. So, Apple knows what they're doing. I mean, look, when the Mac first came out, they put in a floppy disk that didn't fit any other computer.
Right.
And they've done this several times where they figured, you don't need this anymore, and we're going to take it down.
Right. Okay.
So, Yeah, but you can always get an external one. They cost like $60-$70 or something.
That's so stupid. It's like, I know. Give me all this extra junk. Like, no.
I know.
I'd rather just keep mine. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's Apple for you. You know, they're innovative and stuff. So the new iPhone 5, the pre-orders are all sold out in less than an hour.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
How much is it?
It's probably the same, you know, like if you get a plan, it's probably like $299 or something.
Got it.
Yeah. And, actually they're saying from $199. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So it's going to be longer, but not wider. So I don't really get it. I mean, who needs a longer phone, you know, to have another row of icons on there,
yeah.
You know? I guess for movies it's all right if you watch it sideways, but otherwise, I went over this. I don't see a compelling reason to get it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, my son is already doing all kinds of wheeling dealing, selling his phone, getting a new one.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, these kids, they do things all the time that it's like crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he went, he traded his MacBook for a 24-inch iMac, you know, so...
Where'd he trade it into?
He just sold the one and bought the different one from someone else.
Got it.
Yeah. So
good for him.
He's going to do the same thing with the iPhone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there's... Craigslist makes it so easy.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, I buy a lot of things off Craigslist. I really do.
Yeah.
And I would... You know, if I wanted an iPhone, I would just ask one of my friends to buy... from some, like this iPad I got from my guy, because he bought it new and never used it.
Really?
And it's like the really nice one.
Uh-huh.
That was like, I don't know, $800 or something, I guess, when he bought it. It's like a lot of storage and everything. And he just never used it. It sat there and sat there.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, I'll sell it. And I'm like, look, I'm going to buy one. I have to for school and everything I'm doing anyway.
Right.
So rather me spending my money on... you know, an actual, like, giving it to Mac, I'll just buy it from you.
Yeah.
And that way it won't go to waste. And he's like, okay. So.
Wow. Cool.
And
you got a good deal on it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So that's good.
You've got connections, you know.
Hey. But so I just got this tweet in. This is so random. Mm. And it's different slang words for your wang.
Yeah.
Your penis.
Uh-huh.
And so if you can't say the word penis, you can call it, you know, all different things. And one of them is, you know, wang.
Right.
The next one is flesh sword.
Flesh sword.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
Flesh sword. Watch out. I'll get you with my flesh sword.
Oh, okay.
DNA rifle. These are all on online, by the way. Hold on. The next one is the banana. Meet my banana. I'm sorry. Meat banana.
Meat banana.
Like, get it? Like, M-E-A-T. Meat banana. That's actually funny. Let me play with your meat banana.
What about schlong? Do they have schlong there?
Not yet. That's Jewish.
Yeah, but a lot of people use it.
Yeah. This one is Buster Hyman.
That's a good
one. Meet Buster Hyman. Here's another one.
Oh, wow.
Custard cannon.
Gross. Custard.
Fallopian fiddler. This is awesome.
Wow.
Thank you to BP on Twitter, by the way. Russell the love muscle.
That's a long name.
Tickle pickle. Oh, here's my tickle pickle. Oh my god. Womb warrior. I've heard womb warrior before, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that I've heard before.
Wow.
And
obviously these are all new ones. I've never heard of those before.
Oh, and then I get this just in from Joey. Purple headed yogurt flinger. Is that what you call your
God.
Way?
That's true.
Yeah. So speaking of all this, I went last night to, this was a very weird night. I went last night to Pleasure Chest, which for those that you don't know, Pleasure Chest is a sex toy place
mm-hmm.
in West Hollywood.
Right.
And they had their, I think it was like 8th anniversary or something last night. So they went all out. It was a huge party. And I actually worked the party because my girlfriend was working and she's like, hey, you want to work? I'm like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did because it was really good money. But anyway, they had this DJ that was DJing in a like a food truck
right.
type thing, so which was cool. And yeah. I was like, that's awesome. It's like a DJ mobile, but it was like a food truck.
Right.
So they're like, they're in there. They had Pink Taco. They had a sponsored vodka bar and champagne and wine. And then they had these acts all around. And when I mean acts, Pleasure Chest also has different classes you can take, which my girlfriends took Tantra.
Okay.
Like Tantra like last week or whatever. So, but it was like for mostly for gays.
Yeah.
It was like gay and lesbian. Uh-huh. Anyway, so here last night there was like and there was all kinds of stuff. They actually have classes on spanking, they have classes on like how to suck a cock, like all kinds of things. So in one corner there were girls in thongs and pasties doing Twister. In another corner there was
You mean playing that game?
Playing Twister.
Okay.
In pasties.
Right.
And thongs.
Wow.
If you call them thongs.
Yeah.
They weren't even. I could see everything.
Really?
Then in another corner, yeah. They had this woman who had these like bondage ties. And she was like stringing people up and like, I don't know. It was weird. And then they had another guy. You know the O-rings?
Yes.
Okay, the vibrating O-rings, they were there. And so they were giving out free samples of, like, cock rings and vibrating O-rings and everything.
Right.
I got a ton of those last night. So last
Did you?
I was like, why not? I don't know. One in Rome.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Then
do
there
you
was,
enjoy those? Do they...
Yeah.
Yeah, you like those?
I do. I mean, like, it's a fun way to spice it up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, too, like, when guys have been drinking... Well, not always, but... Some guys, when they've been drinking, they can't stay hard.
Right.
So the cock ring helps.
The cock ring can help?
Yeah, totally helps stay hard. But yeah, I mean, not everyone needs it. And sometimes it's just fun to try something different.
Right, yeah.
But the vibrating
it's
ones...
It's got a little vibrating
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, the vibrating ones are like, are good. You
right.
know, like, it just, you know, adds a little more to both.
Right.
You know, because guys like it too. Like, that's the thing. Like, not everyone realizes that guys can get off on a vibrator too.
Right.
In fact, someone I knew, someone... recently was like, that's not true. And I'm like, oh, want me to show you? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
If you were to take a vibrator and stick it on the end of your cock, you would come. Like, you would come hard, too. But the thing is, instead of, like, it spewing, like, everywhere like it does, it kind of, like, dribbles down. I'm not kidding. It's really funny.
Really?
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because I guess you're not creating a lot of pressure there.
Right. It just comes, a lot of it comes out, but it just like dribbles, like oozes out. It's weird. But anyway, it's funny. So there's that.
Well, that's based on your experience. I don't know.
I've seen it.
You've seen it several times?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So then inside, then there's like these two people on stilts. Really hot girl, amazing ass. Like she's just so tall.
Oh,
like,
a hot girl on a stilt?
Yeah,
on stilts?
And they're dancing.
Wow.
And then like a really like good looking guy. They have like weird faces, you know, that they're painted like geisha like, but not geisha like. Like festival like, you know, when they go to like the masquerade balls,
right.
Like that. So it's a little weird. And then there were like weird characters like that throughout. I guess one girl had like these super uber titty things on. Like they just like they look like rockets, but they're made out of cupcakes coming out of her like on top of her boobs.
Oh, okay.
They were like really pointy rockets, but they were like cupcake. I don't know how
they stayed on.
Yeah. And I'm like, can I eat that?
Is that like the bra Madonna used to wear?
Kind of, but it was edible.
Oh.
So I'm like, that's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Then I was like, who other mouths have been on there? So and fingers, I'm not touching it. Then
so were there like mostly straight people, gay?
It was a
both?
Big mix. I'll get
big
to that.
Because
this is I'm not even done describing this yet.
Yeah.
So then there's this company called Mask, which you guys should definitely try. And Mask is this company. This is fucking awesome. I got so many samples. If a girl or guy, depending on what you like, a girl, you know, before she goes out on a guy, you know, sometimes what you are, what you eat. And I say that because if you don't eat a lot of pineapple, you aren't going to taste that good when it all comes down. Like that cum is not good. You know, but if you eat a lot of like good healthy meals and stuff, it's not bad.
Yeah.
This flavors it. This is crazy. So what it is mask, and you put it on your tongue, and it dissolves on your tongue.
Mm.
And then it lasts for 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm.
So you better, like, you know, guys, you better get off in 15 to 20. It better not be like a long drawn out thing. Or anyway, so when the guy comes, it flavors it strawberry.
Really?
Or watermelon. Or whatever, because whatever's on your tongue makes that dissolve, like the chemicals with that.
Right.
I don't know. So that was interesting. So I grabbed like a whole box of it. I was like, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see if it works. I'll let you know this weekend. My man's going to be like, what the hell did you get me into? New things.
Oh, wow.
Then you go inside, and there is, I'm not kidding, a glory hole. Tons of
really?
Glory. Yeah, and there's like all kinds of holes in this furry wall. So you have a furry wall with glory holes all over it. And if you peek inside, you will see, you know, very sexual things going on inside of there.
Mm.
At different times. I guess they changed whoever was in there. And then...
Wait a minute, but a glory hole is when you stick your dick through it, right?
And yeah, they call it the glory hole.
Because otherwise it's like a peep show or something.
Yeah, technically it was like a peep show. They called it the glory hole. I didn't look through it.
Right.
So I don't know. I just heard that, you know, there was a lot of crazy things going on inside.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So then you go upstairs inside the building, like upstairs, and there's a spanking area. And I watched it. I was like, I have to say, this is kind of fucked up, but it's hot.
Really?
So there are two chicks wearing pretty much nothing. And, well, one girl is, like, leathered up. The other girl is, like, just, like, really hot, but, like, wearing different weird stuff. Anyway, the boots were, like, what got me.
Mm.
But she's bent over, and she's being spanked with different whips.
Right.
Leather whips, feather whips, all kinds of, like, weird stuff. And, mind you, I was never into this before. Thank you, 50 Shades of Grey.
Now you're into it.
I swear to you. Because reading 50 Shades of Grey, it makes you intrigued to be like, well, they're getting spanked. You know what I mean? And she, and the character in the book, for those of you that don't know, the character in the book is dating this very wealthy man who's a dominant.
Right.
And he wants her to be the submissive, like a pet, basically, and move in. And he winds up falling in love with her. She's innocent. She doesn't know anything about, you know, the dom world.
Right.
Meanwhile, he has an entire room full of sex toys, sex contraptions, all kinds of weird things in the ceiling, the wall. He like trap, you know, puts her in, and he likes to, you know, whip and spank. So at first, to me, I'm like, don't you ever spank me? Like I will, you know. And I don't, and guys do that, they like to sometimes, like whatever, but it doesn't fully feel that great personally. It stops me from coming. It doesn't turn me on.
It
makes me not
right.
So I'm like, you know, like it kind of, it's irritating. So now it's a whole new leaf, and reading the book has made me more intrigued. So obviously there's an art to it, because tons of people do it.
Really?
And by seeing last night, I mean, there were over 1,000 people that came through.
Really?
There was line all the way down the block. There was a check-in tables. I mean, it was crazy. It was absolutely a huge event. And everyone was into this kind of stuff. Like, they were there for that. So, obviously, there's... And it's not... And 50 Shades of Grey is a top-selling, best-selling book.
Yeah.
Obviously, people are into it. Getting into
it. Yeah, exactly.
And I know there's a whole new world with, like... Spanking,
yeah, I mean, for the sex toy industry, it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued by it. I definitely would want to take a class in it and whatnot. But so all this craziness was going on, and it's like, where do you look? Where do you not look?
Yeah.
Then the people attending were crazy. Like, I can't tell you how many times I got hit on. Men, women, whatever. But the weirdest thing was, this was disgusting, and I wanted to slap the shit out of this guy. I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, getting champagne from the bar. And the guy, like, I'm pouring it is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is like, comes over, and he starts talking to me, and he's like this older guy. And I'm like, why is he talking to me? I don't want to be talked. I'm just going to work. I'm going to do what I got to do. So, and I was making fun of like some things, cause it was just hilarious. I mean, there are people walking around handcuffed, and they had like a dog collar around their neck, and they're being pulled. It's obviously a submissive to their dom.
Right.
Which was very interesting. It's an interesting world. Like, I find it fascinating. This guy comes up, and he starts like saying all kinds of stuff. And then he's like, are you a submissive? And I burst out laughing because I actually thought about, oh my God, you think I would submit to somebody? You're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, but maybe sexually you would. I mean, because people work out their fantasies, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I understand that many men, or let's say some, that are like CEOs and things like this, they don't want to be in control all the time.
They want to be controlled.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a popular thing. I've heard that.
Right.
But, yeah, no, can you imagine, like, me shutting up and no.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I would beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
If you beat me, I can't explain to you what I would do to you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So
you'd be the dumb.
I was laughing so hard. I'm like, you're crazy, dude. And then, like, I had people come up to me who were like, oh, you're, like, touching me. And I'm like, don't touch me.
Really?
Like, that's too much. Like, don't touch me. And I don't know you.
Right.
And
you,
I would say
do you
that.
Tell them that?
Oh, yeah. I'm
really?
Like, don't touch me. And they'll be like, but I say it in a way like, please don't touch me. Like, where do you think your hands are going? You know, it depends if they're, like, drunk or not.
Right.
Or if they're just, like, if they're completely creepy, I'll be like, don't freaking touch me. Get your hands. I'll break your hand. You know? Like, you kind of move it and you twist their arm, kind of. Because, like, and then you look at them and you're like, I will break your arm. And then they're like, oh, shit. And then they kind of like it. They get turned on and you're like, fuck, I can't win. Because then they like it. And it's like, this is just a fucked up world. This scenario was just so fucked up. It was really interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was cool because every time you would, like, give drinks to certain people, they would tip better, the dom and the submissives that were, like, connected, like, whatever was handcuffed, the dominant would be like, tipper, pay them.
Really?
Do this. And it was, like, really kind of funny, and I'm like, okay, I like that. Anyway.
I don't see how people get into it, but I guess they do, you know? You have to respect people's fantasies.
I mean, would you allow someone to spank you? Would you be a submissive?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Would you do it to somebody?
I would be a submissive sexually, you know,
right,
not
sexually.
Like by telling me what to do, but me lying back and you do all the work kind of a thing.
See, that's
that
fine.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You know? Or like force me to eat you or something. I would like that.
Right, right.
Know? That's the dominant I like, but not, you know, ordering me around or
I was
you know,
crazy.
Whipping me or shit.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, you know, sexually, that's fun. You know, that's fun. But like, if you're ordering me around, I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And if you think you're going, handcuffing is fun in the bedroom, okay. But I can't be handcuffed for that long or I will go insane. I mean, in the bedroom, fine. But if it turns out to be like a longer, and no way in my right mind would I ever allow anyone to put a dog collar around my neck. And be pulled by it. Are you fucking crazy?
I know. I
what
know.
Is that?
I don't get it, man. But I'm telling you, it's like every kink that a person has is like sexual, you know?
Yeah.
It all has like sexual origins, you know? And I think because we're exposed to so much when we're young, you know, and discovering our sexuality and stuff, that these things just stick in our minds forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people that maybe had a dominant mother or something, you know, they would want to be a sub because it reminds them of maybe they were turned on or I don't know,
right.
Whatever. But
or maybe they want to be opposite because they never got to be.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
So it's interesting because I also went on Playboy Radio yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, which was really fun.
That?
Really fun.
Where are they located? Like in Wilshire or something?
They're in Glendale.
Oh, are they? Really?
Yeah, they're in Glendale.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I've been there a couple of times, and I always have a blast when I'm there. I know Jessica Hall's show, and they had Patrick Muldoon from, I think it's Young and the Restless.
Mm.
He was the guest host with her. So it was fun, and they were trying to embarrass me, which
really?
Was hilarious. And they had a list of questions, and I answered every single one of them. And they're like, we didn't embarrass you at all. I'm like, no, I'm not one to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
But they asked, like, what I was doing, and I'm like, let me explain why I don't get embarrassed. And I was like, you know, I told them about our show and that we have it and our dates and times. And they were like, oh, no way. So I actually did a huge promo for our show. So hopefully we'll get some Playboy Radio XM,
listeners.
You know, listeners.
Right.
And so I gave them the station and whatever, all that. So, but it was cool because they were like, you're hilarious. Because I went on there and it was obviously it's sexual and it's Playboy. It's like, you know, have you ever had threesome? I'm like, yeah, who hasn't? Have you, you know, all these like questions like, would you submit? Do you have sex in public? And I'm like, yeah, why not? I answered like, yeah, why not to like pretty much all of them. And they're like, okay, you're not hard to like twist.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. It's pretty funny. So yesterday was a very interesting day.
Yeah. You know, I'm wondering about those shows, though. I mean, how many things can you talk about when it's just about sex all the time? You know, it probably gets repetitive all the time. Or if you get different guests, they probably ask the same questions for everybody, you know?
I don't know. Like, I know it's a two-hour show, so that's a long time to have a two-hour show, I think.
Right. Yeah, but you get breaks and stuff. This show used to be 2 hours,
I guess
too.
You get breaks, you're right. It's about an hour and a half.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. So they do. They have a lot of breaks. And they have a lot of callers that call in, too. And they split up the guests, so they've got more than one guest. So it was, like, me, and then there was, like, a couple that came in that was promoting a new film that's out. It opens next week. I forget what it's called. And then another person that was another film. So there were three guests that were on.
Okay,
you know?
So it's not just about sex either, right?
No, it's about promoting what you're doing.
Okay.
And they promoted, you know, like the Harley thing that I was, you know, that I've done now, and we talked a little bit about Extends, obviously, because it's Playboy Radio.
Right.
And you know, and then and this and anything that I was doing, and then it was because it's about each guest is on for about 20 to 30 minutes.
Right.
So you have three guests.
Right.
That's an hour right there, right, you know, or that's an hour and a half right there, and then you've got, you know, time for other
all the other stuff.
So
that you do.
But they have a lot of games they play, sexual games, and they have like cards. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Yeah.
It was really fun.
So you had a full day yesterday.
I did. It was a really long day.
Wow.
Really long day, and then I worked on top of it. So.
Mm-hmm. How did the Playboy thing work? Did they find you? Did you find them?
Well, before they found me, like, this is years ago. I was on the Terry Mack show, which isn't, I don't think it's there anymore. And Terry Mack was really cool, and she had like fun games that she used to play as well. And she found me, and then they invited me back on again. This is like back in the day, like Lingerie Bowl days, when I was on Ted Nugent show.
Right.
Way back. And then I think I was on again actually for Project My World. And then I was on another show, I forget what it was called there. And then a couple times. And then Jessica Hall's show, I've been on it twice.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, so, and Jessica Hall's show, like, I know her publicist, so they asked me to come on last time, and I was like, sure. And then this time, I was like, hey, I'm promoting this.
Right.
And they were like, sure, come on in. So,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's like the same producer. Oh, they actually wanted to come on our show. I forgot about that. They were like, well, you're on ours. Can't we come on yours? And I was like, sure, why not? I mean, she's known. She's a playmate. Jessica Hall's a playmate. Mm. And she's had cover of a couple of different magazines as well. Mm. She's pretty popular.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's had her radio show there on Playboy Radio, I think, for about 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she's pretty well known. She wants to come on. She's fun.
Of course.
She's silly.
Yeah, why not?
So, yeah, she wants to come on. And then I think Patrick Muldoon, I think is how you say it. Oh, I'm not butchering that. He butchered mine, so I can butcher his. he wanted to come on, too, and he's on the Young and the Restless, but he's co-hosting with her now because she's trying to find like a new co-host kind of thing and just been switching it up with celebrity co-hosts.
Right.
So it's like different each month or something. So I was like, yeah, you both can come in. I mean, why not? That would be fun.
Yeah.
So we should have them in soon.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Wow, that pleasure chest thing sounded great.
Oh,
I wish I'd known about it.
I know. You know? And the thing
except there were a lot of people. I probably would have gotten very stressed out.
It was really packed, but it was really big.
Yeah.
So, and it was throughout the night, and the fire marshal actually shut down the music around like 10:30, and then they lowered it, and then they were like, all right, done. So it was interesting, and the party went inside. But, I mean, it was invite only, but Pleasure Chest invited everybody in their database. You just had to RSVP. And then I think you had to pay, to come in, you had to pay, because it went to a charity.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what charity, because the only reason I knew that is because when people were like tipping, because it was open bar, they were tipping, they would be like, is this going to you or the charity? And I'm like, me? It's going to Progetta Fund? Right? But it was funny because I was like, no one's, and I was like, oh, I'll like do this event. Like, no one's going to know me here.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. So the first person I see is like one of the main guys from Pink Taco, who I met the other night at the Jack's event at the Pink Taco, you know what I mean, for that. I was like, oh God, that's funny. And then I ran into a photographer that I knew really well and a couple other people, and I'm like, this is just funny. Here I thought I would not run into anyone because it's pretty much the dom submissive scene.
Right.
Or a lot of like, I mean, people were walking around in nothing. You know, it was like, there was a lady there, which was really hot, I have to say. She was probably like 50. And I was shocked. She looked banging.
Really?
And she had obviously fake tits, but they were nice ones. And she was wearing a see-through bodysuit. And you could see like her nipples and her boobs, and I couldn't help but stare. Clearly you want me to stare because you're wearing a black see-through bodysuit.
Right.
And she wore a thong underwear, so you couldn't see that, but you could see everything else. And it, she had a banging body, and I was like, those boobs are like the perfect mold of boobs. They almost like look too fake, like
yeah.
you know.
Uh-huh.
They looked great, and she's just walking around. And the fire marshals were coming through. And they were standing around here, like, just staring, like, uh-huh, whatever you're saying, whatever you're selling, wow. I'm buying.
Really?
Like, yeah. So, I mean, there was a lot of craziness, but there were some hot people, and then there were some really strange ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the men were just, the men that were straight mm-hmm. were really disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Too touchy.
Maybe they feel, like, a lot more freedom. When,
yeah.
You know, when it's that kind of a surrounding,
right.
you know.
I mean, I'm in their world, so right. I have to remember that. And I found it fascinating. I did. Especially, like, the gay couples that were there. They were really cute. And, like, they're just fun.
Yeah.
And they dress up. And they just don't care. It's like, whatever. No holds barred, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the guys, the straight guys. And then some that said they were straight. And I'm like, bullshit. You are so hidden gay.
Yeah. So why would he hit on a woman if he's gay?
When you talk and act like that, mm-hmm. and you dress like that, and your hands are flailing, and you
right.
you clearly are, I don't, maybe he's bi.
No, but maybe he is gay, but what I'm asking is why would he even make a move on a woman?
Well, actually, believe it or not, I got hit on by several gay couples wanting to bring in a girl.
Really?
Just to mix it up.
Wow.
I can't explain to you what...
Male couple?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God, people are totally screwed up. They're like, you know, you can't categorize anybody anymore, you know?
No. Especially here. So yeah. I was like, anything goes.
Yeah,
like,
anything goes in this town.
Crazy. Yeah, and then I was like, not to be mean, but at the very end, I'm like, I can't wait to get home and scrub my entire body.
You feel dirty?
And I just washed my hair. I washed it all over. Because, yeah, it was like, people are very sexual. That's fine. I'm totally, so am I. Mm-hmm. But I felt like AIDS everywhere.
Wow.
I know. I'm such like a germaphobe in ways. Yeah. I like freaked. I was like, oh God, I gotta keep washing my hands.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Oh my God, you touched my clothes. No, my clothes are infected.
So what was your duty there? What were you doing?
Originally we were going to bartend, but then we just decided to do cocktail serving, and I'm so glad we did because there were way too many bartenders.
Yeah.
And they had to split the tips, and they got shit. And her and I, my girlfriend and I, we worked it. We know how to work the crowd. And plus, if you're taking free drinks and you don't tip me, I'm going to say something.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
We split our own because they're like, oh, you want to come and split with the bar? And we're like, no, absolutely not. We'll split our own. And we walked with a decent amount, so we were happy.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah. Plus, we got paid at the end of the night right away.
Yeah.
So to get paid from a gig immediately and then get tips on top of it.
Right.
And it was good pay. I was happy. And then I met this lady who's like, she talked to me about, she throws a lot of big events and wants to get me involved. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I met one good person there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. Yeah. That was
cool.
My night, which took up half of the show.
No, but it's fun, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I need to do things like that, man, because my life is so fucking boring.
You would have liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. Is it on Melrose or is it on Hollywood?
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, Boulevard. It's on Santa Monica. Yeah. And I mean, check into their classes, too, because they do have a lot of interesting classes. Like, if you just want to learn different things, they've got it. And it's usually free, a lot of their stuff. Like, it could even be like they had the tantra class.
Mm-hmm.
They have I know they have how to suck a dick, right? I know they have how to go down on a girl, right? They've got sensual massage classes, bondage classes, whipping classes, like all kinds, like anything that you like would want to learn. You take like this 1 hour or 2 hour, I think it's 2 hours, free class. And then if you want to learn more, you go with a private. That's like because they're trying to sell the private or whatever.
Right.
But you can take the two-hour thing and learn what you want to know from there.
Yeah.
But
I can't fathom that somebody would need a class like how to go down on a woman or something like that.
Some people
you know?
Do. And some are for gay couples.
Yeah.
You know? And so I never know. I mean, just like what's her name? That was her yesterday.
I mean, you know, because sex is just like about being spontaneous, you know, doing whatever comes.
I agree, but I'm a perfectionist. So I want to make sure everyone's pleased.
Yeah.
You know? But Like back in the day, they were like, oh, okay, I would have gone back in the day, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
And but like just like we had Teal Conrad yesterday. She had never gone out on a woman. How the hell? Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
like,
how
you
do
know?
You know? Right, yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, I know what I like, but I don't know how to, like, you know?
Love
you kind of, like, freak out. You just have to, like, learn, you know?
Yeah.
So in that instance, you would take a class. Like, I'm wondering, that's what I was trying to get her to say, like, we took a class or someone, because I was curious.
Right.
Well, you've never been down on a woman, so how would you know what to do?
Right.
You know, and you're filming it, so it has to look good.
Right.
So that's what's interesting.
But I don't think there's a lot to it, though. You know, I mean, you either get into it or you're not. I think if you get into it, then you're good at it, you know, if you love
right.
doing it.
Right. But you can also suck.
Well, then you can show him what to do or her, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay, so some people take classes, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's all different kinds of stuff there. Like, sensual massage, totally, I would do it. Tantra, yeah. I was supposed to go, but the football game was on instead.
Yeah. How do you teach cunnilingus? I mean, I don't get it.
I have no idea. I've never gone to that class. Yeah. I would have not have a clue.
They probably have, like, a fake pussy.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's a fake pussy. I do know that they have sexual coaches that come to your house that will work with you and your partner, so you will go fully at it and, like, literally learn on each other with a coach there explaining and teaching.
Wow. It's pathetic. People need that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's pathetic, but that I guess in ways, like if you don't know what you're doing, then explore.
Yeah. I don't know. I never had that problem. Ever since I was young, it was just like, you just get into it, you
right.
know, and if you're really into it, then it's always good.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't screw up, you know, because you're into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So and guys that do it just to do it, just to please you and stuff, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
I agree. But there's a lot of guys that don't even do it.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot.
Wow.
Maybe it's because they had a bad experience. I mean.
I don't know. But you know.
Women.
I mean, it's like.
Like seriously, first of all, I think it's absolutely disgusting and horrid if a man or a woman. excuse me. If a man or a woman is not clean before you get on each other, I mean, you know if you stink or not. You know if you went running on a marathon or went to the gym or haven't showered all day. For God's sakes, just clean yourself. You know, like get in the shower. That's gross. So there are times I know I've heard from my guy friends that are like, I've had a bad experience. I went down on a girl and it was the most smelliest, disgusting thing. And I'm like, then tell her to get in the freaking shower. Well, I was young, I didn't know, and I can't do it anymore.
Right.
And I'm like, that is not what anyone's supposed to smell like.
Right.
And it's either because they're dirty or they have an infection. Mm. So that is, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or their pH is not balanced.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't imagine sex without that, man.
Yeah.
It's the best. And
then there's guys who have been like... I mean, think about it. When you were back in the day to teach girls, like, don't fucking use your teeth. Don't use your teeth. You know, like, think of back in the day, like, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Some girl's, like, biting her dick off.
Yeah, that's true. Some women don't know how to do it either, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I guess some people could use classes.
And every guy's different because, I mean, every person's different. Everybody likes it a different way.
Right.
I mean, like, you modify it, obviously, and you know, you think you're pretty damn good, and then you meet the next person, and then you're like, oh, you want it how? Okay, that's totally not what I'm used to, but all right, you know?
Right.
Goes with girls and guys.
Right.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I just know it's fun and it's free.
It's free.
That's all that matters.
And AIDS is free, too.
Oh, shit. Try not to think about that too much.
Yeah.
That's not a big turn on, you know?
No.
Yeah.
But see, I think about that. I look at everyone like, not clean, not clean, not clean. Maybe.
So you insist on condoms?
I'm with somebody, so it doesn't. No.
Yeah.
But I insist on testing.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You get tested too sometimes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In the very beginning, I made show me papers. And I did it back. I was like, there you go.
Wow, show me papers.
Yeah. Show me papers.
Wow.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just not spontaneous that way, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
You're not going to go out. I mean, you're not going to meet a guy at the bar, go home, and then ask him for papers.
I'm not going to go and do that. Oh, I am on a new road.
Okay. But when you used to.
When I used to. I mean, I would never really just meet a guy at the bar and have sex. Okay. I wasn't really.
So you would develop even a small relationship. But
it's maybe. Yeah. Maybe happened like a one night stand once. Mm. Maybe twice. Ever. Yeah, but that's not, and I was always safe. Mm. But yeah, I know any other time that's like, yeah, it would be like a mini thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
I'm more of like a, and then there's a time when I was like, you know, in my crazy playing the scene crowd, but yeah, that was way back in the day. But even
so,
then it was
so now
like
you're
safe.
A one man woman type of a thing.
Yeah.
That's what you prefer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sleep with a bunch of people. You can't do that. And I'm with somebody, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll segue from that to the. how do you segue from that to anything?
Wait, I can segue from it because I wanted to say that Kate Middleton, they have nude pics of her.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was in French, like some French tabloid. It came out of her topless.
Mm-hmm.
So she was really upset. The Palace slams grotesque invasion of privacy after French tabloid publishes topless photos of Kate Middleton. Now I want to see what her tits look like.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna.
But they were like, you know, sunbathing in the topless sunbathing.
But I mean, this is
and
what.
And they're saying in Europe it's not a big deal.
Exactly. Guess what? In Europe there's topless beaches.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Who gives a shit?
And that's probably where they were.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's like they're saying. I mean, the pictures are grainy anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Oh.
But you know, I mean, to have, you know. For the royal family to have this, especially after Harry, I can see why they would be a little concerned about
this. Wait, because what happened? Oh, yeah, with his thing.
Yeah, when he
Whatever.
Was in Vegas, you know.
But Kate Middleton suing French magazine over topless pics. So she's suing them.
Oh, really? Wow.
I mean, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know in California, we've got one nude beach. And that's, you know, on the way to San Diego.
Mm.
And you can't take photos there. Or actually, you can take photos there, so it doesn't matter. But on all the beaches in Europe, you can take photos. Like, it's normal. Like, you go to the beach, everyone's topless. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Spain, anywhere in Europe.
Like, actually, I can't imagine they'd be on a public beach, you know. I think, they were in a remote house or something.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a...
here's the thing. So if you're in public and you're topless and people are taking photos...
Right.
They can take photos whenever they want.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She wasn't in public. That's what we got wrong here. They were in a remote house, and the photographer used a long lens, I guess, to take the picture. That's why it's grainy and stuff.
Be careful.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't do that. I mean, what's the need to be topless when you're a fucking princess, you know?
Right.
Just relax.
Well, but I mean, here's the thing. Like, you want to have fun with your husband. Like, I don't know. I would do it, too.
Mm.
I don't care if I'm a princess. So what? I want to lay on the beach naked if I want to.
I don't think you'd do that if you knew you're in the public eye in that way. Really. You know, I mean, you have a certain reputation to carry, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, she wasn't part of the family, and then she joined them.
Right.
And she needs to respect them. I mean, I can see the concern.
Right.
I don't think it's a big deal, but... At the same time, you know, you've got, they expect the people of England to respect them and stuff. So, you know, you try not to do these things.
Right. No, I mean, I hear you in that way. I guess I would be on a really remote island or somewhere.
Yeah.
But if I'm with my new husband, they're newlyweds.
Right.
You know, you're going to like, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, I would.
So, I'm sure you've heard of all the violence in the Islamic countries the past few days. Have you heard of our embassies being attacked?
Yeah, I have, it's just crazy.
I mean, and it's spreading all over the world now, even in India, and, you know, it's crazy. In Iran, in Morocco, in Sudan, Tunisia, Wow. It's like, and all this because of a small, obscure movie that nobody's heard of.
Yeah, and then everyone's going crazy over it.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, and people are trying to blame the guy that made the movie. You know, it's like, give me a fucking break, you know what?
Right.
It's like, yeah, everything that you're going to do, you have to consider whether the people, the Islamic people are going to like it or not.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, that's what expression is, you know. You want to make a movie, make a fucking movie. But, you know, no other religion does this.
Right.
Where they go after people to kill them because of expression.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's pathetic. And it shows you that nobody likes the United States. You know,
exactly.
Everybody hates us. And
yep.
Because everybody's jealous of our way of life. Everybody would want what we have. And, you know, and notice how these are all countries that we go in to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn on us and all this because they don't like the West.
Right.
They tolerate us because they have to. But given a choice, man, they'd kill all of us.
Yeah, that's just...
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, look, I can understand people taking offense at this and stuff, but this is not, you know, this is not private people feeling. This is organized shit.
Right.
You know, so yeah, they wanted Arab Spring. They got bullshit. That's what they got.
Wow.
Yeah. So now YouTube is restricting the video access in Libya and Egypt. You know, so it's like, what's the point here? You know, either take it off or don't keep it at all. But to take it off just for people, it's just because people don't like it and they start burning your flags and killing your diplomats and things like that. You know, you can't just ignore it and keep going. You know,
right.
So this really worries me. You know, because and notice how all this. All these problems are always in the same places.
Yep,
you know?
I agree.
People looking for trouble and shit.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So, okay, so enough for the Muslims there. You know Sally Struthers?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty old now, and she got pulled over for a DUI. Yeah, in Maine.
Oh, my God.
She's 65 years old. Right after midnight, she was arrested driving drunk. And you go, you know, I mean, this is like she was so innocent and everything. You know? she played the most innocent person.
Well,
she,
it was helping all
those
kids.
She's done a lot of charity, yeah, helping a lot of kids and
she went crazy after it.
Oh, did she?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm just being an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. They deny the charges, I guess. I don't know, whatever.
They deny the charges?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, listen to this. A pediatrician doctor charged with receiving child porn.
What?
I mean, this is a pediatrician.
No.
They found pictures and videos in his house. I guess someone reported it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I mean...
That is just so disgusting. Where does he live?
In Boston.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I mean, this is a pediatrician. He's, like, around kids all day. And, you know, it's like you wonder if he went into this profession because he likes kids.
That's what's going
in
through my head
way.
Right now.
Yeah.
And that is just sick.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. Holy crap.
I know, man. It's like, what do you say about this, you know? They found 500 pictures of child pornography and between 60 to 100 DVDs containing films of minors engaged in explicit sexual conduct.
Wait, so basically, what the fuck is wrong with people? So basically, it's like, when you have kids that are, and I've learning more and more and more about this, so there's a lot of, it's happening right here in the U.S., where so many kids are taken and used for sex.
Right.
And it happens at truck stops. It happens right here. Like, kids are abducted all the time because it's so hard to bring drugs through.
Right.
Now, through the borders, now it's like, okay, well, we'll sell kids and sex.
Right.
And it's like, it's huge. And it's, and oh my God, they brainwash them. And it's just, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's frightening. It's really frightening, you know. I mean, you lose your kid that way. It's, I don't know. I don't know if you can ever get over it.
Yeah.
All right, Brigetta, this is it. Our 50 minutes are up.
Wow.
How's your breast, by the way? Is it any better today after you burned it?
You know, I don't see a mark, so I think we're good.
Good. You're good
better.
For now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We wouldn't want to ruin your breast.
we would not want to do that.
All right. Well, everybody, have a great weekend. Brigetta, try to stay out of trouble. And my boring weekend, of course, we'll tell you all about it on Monday.
Aww.
So
I'm going to be at the beach.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what I'll do, too.
You should.
So I have something to tell.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thanks. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.